Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warriors and Jazz. Game one tomorrow night here on 95.7 The Game. Tip at 7:30. Tim Roy, of course, the voice of the Warriors, will have the call. Along with Matt Stamets, Roxy Bernstein, we're in for Damon Bruce. And we're joined by the voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, brought to you by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity awaits at Porsche of Fremont. So, Tim, a lot was made today about the lack of nightlife in Salt Lake City. Are you buying it?
As far as buying it in terms of
having fun, how's that?
It's not a place that there's not a lot of choices that there. It's pretty much a kind of a bedroom community. So it's kind of quiet as far as the NBA goes.
Where
I think Major League Sports goes.
Where do you rank it? Let's say in terms of NBA cities. Let's say there's about 30 NBA cities. Where would you rank Salt Lake City?
It's not in my bottom five. Let's say that. I have to go there. Okay.
I got you. I think it's underrated.
I'm with Steiny. Tim. We both of us are big Salt Lake City fans. Actually.
I have a friend there, an old broadcasting friend who does the minor league games there, the baseball games.
Oh, Steve Klauke.
Yeah, hopefully then they're home this weekend, so I'm
okay.
Day off. I'm going to try to head over there. They've got this great little ballpark there where you look, the view is like the mountains right there in the background. It's really cool.
I got to believe it's a home run hitter's park.
Yeah, the ball does tend to carry there.
At elevation.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little elevation sensation there, right, Tim?
Oh, they're very nice. Thank you. So
you're all. That's what we're here for. Speaking of Salt Lake, have you ever heard of the Red Iguana?
Yes, I have. I have. We're actually the hotel is very close there. We've eaten there.
I was selling it to Steiny because somehow over the years I kept going there. I befriended the owner on Twitter, And so now anytime I come to town, if I need a table, I just hit him up. And so if you need any help tomorrow night. Or one of the nights when you're in Salt Lake City over the weekend, I got you. All right?
That'd be great. That'd be great. There's a great Italian restaurant in town too,
mm-hmm.
that we have frequented there. And then, of course, there's that Squatters. I have to go Squatters.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm in Salt Lake City, I
have a beverage.
A polygamy porter. So
yes.
So I have one of those.
All right, let's get the train back on the tracks.
Right.
This series with the Jazz. What do you see that Utah could do that could pose problems for the Warriors?
You know, everybody's talking as if it's going to be like a 4-game sweep. I mean, the Warriors had that capability, but we didn't really see this team at their best during the regular season because the various injuries they had. We didn't see their full squad, if you will. And that concerns me a little bit. And also the fact that there's two things that they do that could hurt the Warriors. They play very slow. They are the slowest paced team in the league. And number two, they have legitimate size and guys that can hurt you with their size, especially defensively. Favors and Gobert on the floor at the same time. They're a good tandem defensively. And so that concerns me a little bit because the fact that, you know, one way you can hurt the Warriors is to get to the offensive glass and another way is to slow the game down. You know, to me, I think the magic number of this series for the Warriors is 100. If they get to 100 points, I think they're in business because I think it's going to be very hard for the Jazz to score 100 on the Warriors and win four times.
Yeah, I think that's important, too. If they're going to limit the possessions or try to limit the possessions to a very reasonable amount and Utah is hammering the offensive glass and getting second opportunities, I do see that as a possible issue for the Warriors. The one thing I'm curious about, Tim, and I want to hear what you have to say about it, assuming Favors is healthy, can he and Gobert play together in the same lineup if the Warriors go to a small team?
No, I don't think they can play them both. I think they can play one or the other. I think it'd be very hard. you know, because then who does Favors or Gobert guard then? Say if you go with Draymond at the five, and now you've got maybe Iguodala out there or Durant, you know, can either one of those match up with one of those guys? It's going to be very hard for them to play both. I think they could try one, especially maybe Favors. But again, I think the Warriors dragging those big guys away from the bucket, getting them involved a lot defensively, you know, making sure that there's a lot of pick and rolls that force those guys to make decisions. We saw it in the Clippers series a couple times where Gobert really doesn't want to come out there on a 1-5 pick and roll.
No.
And so Chris Paul would come off that and he'd have an open jumper because Jordan sets good screens. I could see very easily the Jazz having to change their schematics that way to collapse on the Warriors on that pick and roll. I think patience is going to be a big key for Golden State on the offensive end, you know, because I think things will open up if they keep the ball moving.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, with us here at 95.7 The Game, along with Matt Steinmetz, Roxy Bernstein. We're in for Damon Bruce leading up to Game 1 tomorrow night, the Warriors and the Jazz. And you look at the makeup, Tim, of the Utah team. And with the additions of Diao and Joe Johnson, how much do you think those veteran presence in the locker room have helped this Utah team grow into now going into the second round?
Well, Diao's a problem. He's always been a problem for the Warriors, and he's a very good passer out of the post. I think in that Clipper series, it was almost one quarter of the time he got the ball in the post, he was ending up with an assist. His numbers passing wise have been really good there. And I think the other part about it is that you know, Johnson is just one of these guys, and when people talk about their great, you know, all-time players, Joe Johnson's probably not in your conversation. But if you talk about great all-time players with the game winding down and the game's, you know, in the balance and he's got the ball, he's got to be in that conversation because it just seems he ends up making big shots. And that's something that's of a concern because, you know, if he gets the ball in the fourth quarter, you know, he's going to find a way to get a shot off. Now, that said, I think the Warriors have two guys that can make his life really difficult in that situation. One is Andre Iguodala. He knows Joe Johnson. He's played against him for years in the Eastern Conference, so he knows about him. And then secondly, Draymond Green. I'll take Draymond on anybody, you know, with the game on the line. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, Tim, that's something that I see too. I look at Utah, and I see their best player is Gordon Hayward. And I see Joe Johnson as a big-time factor coming off the bench, and they need those two players to score. But then I just keep coming back to how many bodies the Warriors have to throw at those two players, whether it's Iguodala, Draymond, Clay could guard one of those guys, Durant even. You could put on Matt Barnes, Sean Livingston, and They turned a Westbrook over the regular season into a volume guy. They've turned a Harden into a volume guy. I just can't see Hayward over the course of a series being efficient against this type of a defense.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing the Warriors do is that they make you an inefficient team. And then over course of 48 minutes, that's going to hurt you because the Warriors are really efficient offensively.
Yeah.
They're going to go on one of those runs at some point. You know, the other part of this is that I think that if you're the Warriors, that you just have the timing of all of this is good. And by that, I mean, I think their bench is peaking. I think it's peaking at the right time. I think their bench is playing much better now than it was in November. And I think that's going to give, you know, Steve Kerr / Mike Brown options in this series that maybe they wouldn't be as confident of if the games were played in November. It's really a weird series to prepare for because all three games, either, you know, the one win for Utah, meaningless game for the Warriors. Utah had a couple of guys out. It was kind of a weird game. You could tell the Warriors weren't, you know, there emotionally. And then the other two games that the Warriors won, there were some key guys out for Utah. So it's really weird because I don't have a real full team against full team sense. My gut is telling me that the Warriors would be fine if they do the two things that they have to do to win, which is, you know, play defense and take care of the ball.
You looking forward, last thing for you, Tim, to the reunion of the We Believe team tomorrow night?
I am. I'm looking forward to that. It's a special team. It's a team that caught the heart of the Bay Area and will forever have the heart of the Bay Area because it was that team that just came out of nowhere. you know, dead in the water in February, and they go on this tremendous run. They pull off one of the biggest upsets in Bay Area sports history and NBA history, and you know, and then just came back the next year even better, but then missed the playoffs, which is, what, you know, at that point we were saying so Warrior-like, you know, that they would win 48 games and miss the playoffs. But just a fun group, and as I've said this once, I'll say it again, flying with that team, being on a plane with that team, is as close to being on a real live pirate ship as I'm ever going to get. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a great time, and how ironic it is that it's Utah that they're playing in this series, you know, because it was the Jazz and the Warriors who, you know, last time the Jazz had a Game 7 on the road, they beat Houston in Houston to play the Warriors. And then Sunday they beat the Clippers in L.A. to play the Warriors.
Well, Steining had this running conversation. Was Zarco on that team?
Zarco Chibarkaba was not on the We Believe team of 06-07.
Okay.
Now, he was around, you know, with the Warriors, obviously. He was a Warrior during that decade, but he was not on the 06-07 team. I believe he was there just before that.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm looking forward
missed.
To seeing Yasikevicius and Petrus and Biedrich. You think any of those three are coming?
As long as Petrus doesn't catch the ball and take a step backwards and go out of bounds, I'll be fine. But no, you know, there were a lot of interesting guys on that team. And then, you know, one of the biggest trades in franchise history, you have to say, you know, midseason.
Yeah.
You know, sending Mike Dunleavy and Troy Murphy to Indiana, and they get back Jackson and Harrington, and that just turned the – when Barron got healthy with those two, that just turned the whole thing around.
Well, Tim, thanks for joining us. Enjoy this series. And, again, Salt Lake City, there is fun to be had. Trust me.
There is fun to be had in Salt Lake City. I know it. It's actually one of the cleanest cities. People are very friendly.
Very
there.
True.
I'm actually, you know, the one thing I'm really looking – I asked somebody today. Somebody was at the practice today from Salt Lake City, and I asked about the whole procedure about it, and they insisted I go because there's people there to help me. I'm going to go over to the library there.
Okay.
And you can ask people to help you, and I'm going to do a little ancestral research.
Oh, cool.
On my family. Yeah. It's the best library in the world for that kind of research, and so I'm going to try to get the family tree back a couple of generations and see what I find. I will share my findings at our next meeting.
So. That's a good way to make use of an off day.
Yeah, trace it all the way back to a shrub.
All right, Tim. We'll leave you on that note. How's that?
Yeah, maybe I'll find out my family was actually real pirates. Maybe that was it. I don't know. So, all right, guys.
All righty. Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, all Warrior guests. Always sound better if you're wearing JBL headphones, the official sound of Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.